God calls the base and despised. And he uses his people to do it. So if we don't eat with publicans and sinners, I'm not talking about going to where they go when they're going and engaging in their sin. Going to places where we would be aligning ourselves with their worst possible habits. I'm not talking about that. But to invite them into our homes, to reach out to them, to see them when they come and perhaps sit in our pews and to make a beeline for them because we'd actually want them to be in our home that afternoon. I would like to have them in my... I would like that. I see them. Maybe sometimes it may come to the point where you might even smell them. That you smell the stench of alcohol or a night of lying in only the Lord knows what. But we're so clean, we're so crisp, we're so starched. We can fall into this, why would anyone give themselves to this? But this, beloved, this is the heart of God. Christ is reflecting the heart of God. He came not to call the righteous or those that believe themselves righteous, but he came for those who were sinners. He came for them. And the call of the church is to go after such, to recognize the despised and the base and to reach out and tell them of Christ. The message of the gospel. We don't want to be part of these sectarian individuals. And listen, when you start doing this kind of thing, when you give yourself to this kind of ministry, just like William Booth, you're going to be criticized. You often will be. You will be. You go after a certain subsection of the community. You're burdened for them. All anyone else can think about, well, are they legal or illegal immigrants? And you start thinking like that, and think, here's all the reasons why we shouldn't be involved. God have mercy on us. They're lost. They're perishing. They're dying. They have no hope without Christ. What about the homosexual? The bisexual? The transgender? The people when you look at and you wonder what gender were they even when they were born? We sit cozy. It's so easy for us to sit up cozy, go into church and look, Greenville in large part has been spared for a long time for some of the worst things that are out there. But I'll tell you, they're there now. They're there. Whatever the cities have in some form or other, they're here in a smaller way, a smaller percentage perhaps, but they're here in Greenville. And do we see them? Do we come face to face with them? Do we ever meet them? You're in places I will never be. You meet people I will never meet. And I wonder what kind of a spirit we have. What do we reflect? Where do we show the love of Christ?